if the diocese is willing to abide by all the government regulations of a public virtual charter school in the state, why should it make a difference whether they are a religious organization or not, if they're willing to abide by all those rules and regulations? So right now, I think it's might be pushing the envelope, but I'd be happy with that, with them being able to try that. But it's certainly early days to know whether or not, and I don't know whether the lawsuit against it will be in state or federal court.